not to let ourselves fall into lies, and sometimes the lies are addressing themselves in truth. For an example, if you hear some bad news, something horrible that happened, and you don't know how to deal with it. So many of the people, for them it's very easy to say, oh, it's all Hashem, all for the good, probably something spiritual, it's tikkunim, Hashem is making things in heaven, and maybe it's true. But if you don't feel it, and you just say it because you want to avoid your bad thoughts or your fears or your lack of confidence in Hashem or the questions that you have, the doubts that you have. So by saying it's all for the good, it's all for the good, you're basically lying to yourself. And that's not the worst thing. Because you can also lie to someone else and to tell him, no, it's all for the good, it's for sure. And the truth is that you're lying to him. I'm not saying that it's not all for the good. I'm just saying that you don't believe in that while you're saying it. So don't say it. And then you go and tell it to someone else that he himself also can't believe it. It's also too hard for him to believe that it's all for the good. He now wants to feel his sorrow, his pain. He feels the loss. And now you tell him it's all for the good, and he thinks to himself, oh, maybe something is wrong with me. Everyone believes that it's all for the good, and I'm the only crazy one that can't see that it's all good. So maybe I don't have no connection with Hashem. Maybe I'm far. Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe I'm not chassid. Maybe I cannot see, Hashem is blocking my eyes. And the truth is that you and him are holding in the same level, but you actually rejected him from that place because you lied to him. It's written that Hashem Yitbarach is telling us in the Torah that it's not right to praise him, to thank him only with our lips. Just it needs to come from the heart. In their mouths they honored me, but their heart is still very far away from me. That's what Hashem is telling us. And it's not the will of Hashem. The will of Hashem is that we will have the same thing in our mouth that is coming out from our heart. That our heart will be honest, and that our mouths will express our thoughts and our emotions. And that we will not going to pretend to be something that we're not. Hashem Yitbarach is waiting that we all will be honest with Him. That we all going to open our hearts to Him and talk to Him and pray to Him. And if you are trying all of the time, the person, if we are trying all of the time to run away from our thoughts, from our fears, we will never going to reach the truth. We must be brave and strong to confront our own fears and our own doubts and to search for the real answer inside. And not to plaster all of our problems and all of our fears with excuses and answers and even verses. You can develop a whole religion based on verses that will take you to a foreign place. For an example, the Jewish nation are saying that the Torah is truth. That's our belief. We believe that the Bible, the five books, Bereshit, Shmot, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, those five books been given to us by Moshe in Mount Sinai. We have the prophets, we have the Ketuvim, the rest of the written books. But we don't believe in what the Christian calls the Second Testament. We don't believe in that. But now, the Christians are coming, and they're saying that all of the Second Testament is based on the first one. And they can claim that claim. They can say those words. And they will base all of their new wisdom, New Testament, on the first one. And what can you do with that? They have evidence. They're bringing proofs from the verses. You cannot argue. You know why you cannot argue? Because you don't have a solid, stable faith in the truth. Because you yourself doubt the truth. Because someone is telling you that he's got evidence and proofs from the verses. Hey, look at Isaiah. Hey, look at Zechariah. Hey, look at Yirmiyah. Hey, look at this book. Look at that book. And you don't have answers. You know why you don't have answers? Because you haven't made your own private investigation to find the truth. This is why you cannot argue and you cannot deal with people that claims that they're holding a different truth than yours. Because you don't really hold the truth. Because you really haven't found the truth. And you're just making up excuses and you're counting on other people's opinions. And you say, no, 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 the rabbis are saying, and no, 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 it's written in this book and in that book. And no, it's not written in the Bible. Have you checked the truth? Do you know what the real truth is? I'm inviting all of you to find the real truth. And based on Hashem, based on your souls, based on the fact that you have an inner connection with the Creator, and you can find the truth if you're going to look for it. You don't need to count on other people to tell you what the truth is. You need to find the truth inside of your own heart. I remember that once I had a huge argument with a neighbor, and that neighbor was an evil person. He tried to steal my property from me. He was a gazlan midoraita. He was a thief, like the Torah is describing a thief. I went to huge rabbis that told me that that person is trying to steal from me. And one time, I found myself with that person trying to get inside my property and steal part of my backyard and arguing with me. And bringing evidence and telling me that he wants to build a Bet Knesset over there and he wants to do things for Kedusha in my house. And I'm wrong and it's crazy and it's sick and it's in my house. And he will explain to me based on verses. And he went to rabbis and rabbis told him and he had dreams and he saw the Baal Shem Tov in his dreams. And he's crazy. He's sick in his mind. He's talking about my backyard and I need to give him my house for him to go wild with his imaginations. And I'm being wrong in fighting on my own territory because I'm not allowing him to open a place for school, for children, to say Tehillim over there. I bought that house. It's my house. It's my backyard. My children also want to say Tehillim over there. So what's your problem that your Tehillim kids and also the rest of the neighborhood? What? My backyard. Israel is in the size of Jersey. It's not like United States that everyone, you have front lawns and no one is using them. We don't have that in Israel. In Israel, you're going to fight on every inch, on every centimeter, you're going to open a wall. That's what you have. That's what you have. So he's fighting with me, and I found myself standing in front of that evil person, and he's blaming me and bringing evidence from verses and telling me and cursing me and whatever he's saying. And I felt very bad with myself because I start questioning. I start doubting myself because he's using verses, and the verses, they got so much power. And I was afraid. But I was only afraid because I wasn't sure about myself. I promise to you that when King David was walking in the valley of death and people were arguing with him and blaming him and insulting him, they were not stupid people. They were not dumb people. They were the biggest rabbis of that generation. They were huge Talmidei Chachamim and they brought proofs and evidence from the verses and from the Torah and from Kabbalah and from Midrashim and they were huge against him. But he had the truth inside of himself, so he found the power to fight against all of the world, even the Haredi world, even the traditional world, even the Frum world. Even the rabbis, even the chief rabbis, even the biggest ones of them all. If you know the truth, you need to fight for the truth, no matter against who.
even against Hashem. If now Hashem made this person sick, and he's dying in front of your eyes, and you know, Hashem, He knows the best. He knows everything. So, why that you will pray for that person to be healed? It seems like Hashem wants him to die. So let's let him go down to heaven. No. It's not going to happen like that. Why? Because you feel that something is wrong. But Hashem made him sick. But maybe Hashem wants him to go back to heaven. So maybe we'll let him go if that's the will of Hashem. You're not going to do that. Why? You're going to drag him to doctors. You're going to go to rabbis to receive blessings. You're going to finish the Tehillim. What are you doing? You know what you're doing? You're arguing with Hashem. Why? Because you want him to live. But maybe Hashem wants him to die. I don't care. I want him to live. I love him. I want him with me. So I'm going to fight even with Hashem. Is it making me a sinner? I think that all of the righteous people in all of the generations were praying for people to be healthy. But they're arguing with Hashem. Sometimes Hashem wants you to fight for the truth, even if He Himself is blocking from you the ability to see that He also wants that person to be healthy. Hashem can show you that He wants that person sick. But the real truth is that Hashem wants you to pray for him, and that you will bring redemption, that you will bring salvation. And Hashem wants you to argue with Him. In all of the prayers we're saying to Hashem Yitbarach, reveal your kindness, show us your love, where are you hiding? Don't be asleep, wake up, we're calling you. Why are you hiding your face from us? What is that, if not a fight? What is that, if not a war? When you find the truth inside of your heart, you should trust on Hashem Yitbarach that He is with you in the same side. Even if it seems like Hashem Yitbarach is in the other side. Even if you see that Hashem Yitbarach is against you, He is fighting with you, He is blocking you, He is stopping you, He is rejecting you, you need to remind Him, Hashem Yitbarach, you love me. Hashem Yitbarach, I love you. And even if He's going to tell you you don't have a share in the world to come, you need to tell Him, I'm not serving you for no kind of reward. I'm doing my things because that's my belief, because that's my faith, because that's what I know that is the best. But for that, you need to make your own investigation. For that, you need to check who you really are. For that, you need to have your own private conversation with yourself to search and to find your truth. Who are you? Why are you keeping Torah Mitzvot? You're Jewish? What does it mean for you? You're learning Torah? Why are you doing that? You're keeping Shabbat? You're eating kosher? Okay, great. Why are you doing that? Are you happy? Why you're not happy? You just kept Shabbat. Why aren't you happy? You learned Torah just now. You went out from the Beit Midrash. You finished Daf Hayomi. You learned an amazing page of Gemara with Rashi, with Tosfot. Why are you so sad? You have a house. You have a family. You have your income. You paid all of your debts. You're in a fantastic place in your life. Why are you not happy? What's missing? Where is the light of your soul? Why are you not satisfied from your life? Those are questions that everyone must ask himself. And you need to be brave for that. You need to confront your own fears. Why every time that someone is rebuking you, you're getting so nervous, you're getting so upset? Why every time that someone pushes you, you're getting so crazy, you lose your mind? Why when someone starts asking you and questioning about your financials, about your money, about your plans for the future, why are you getting so into so much stress? Why are you afraid to answer? Is that person really offensive and offending and hurting you and shaming you? Or that you're just terrified? Maybe you just don't have the answers. So why won't you admit that you don't have the answers? Why won't you go to talk to yourself and find the truth?
I don't have the answer. That's the truth. Why can't you say that? Why you need to pretend to be someone that you're not? Why you need to try to act in a game that not belongs to you? Why you need to be someone that you're not? Is that the path of the righteous ones? Is that the path of the ones that go to serve Hashem? Not to be honest? What King David was doing when he was lost? He was screaming to Hashem, "Hashem, I'm lost." When he was afraid, he said, "I'm afraid." He was not pretending to be powerful and strong. He was honest. He was open. He was himself. You want to be as holy as King David? You need to go in the path of King David. The path of King David is not to know the Tehillim by heart. No one is promising you that King David knew the poems of Tehillim by heart. Those were his prayers. The Tehillim are the simple conversations of King David with Hashem Yitbarach. That when he was alone in the desert and he didn't know what to do with himself, he was screaming to Hashem Yitbarach to rescue him and to save him. That prayer been written in that chapter of Tehillim. And when he was under so much pressure and he had to hide in the cave and he didn't have no access, no outlet, nowhere to hide and nowhere to run to, so he was saying to Hashem Yitbarach, "Help me to hide. I'm so scared. People are trying to kill me." Why you need to pretend like you're strong when you're weak? Every time that you're changing your words from the real condition of your heart, you're not being honest. Means you're lying. You're lying to yourself. And when you're lying to yourself, you cannot have the blessing of Hashem. And brothers and sisters, I know it's hard. It's hard for me as well. It was hard also for King David. This is why this book of Tehillim is so powerful. Because it's been written with blood, with tears. And you need to write your own book of praises, your own book of prayers. You need to write your own book of Tehillim. You need to find the truth and to express the truth and to fight for the truth and to be ready to reveal and uncover your truth. And if you believe that there is truth, so there is only one truth. If I'm holding now a teaspoon in my hand, and I'm going to tell you that's a teaspoon. That's the truth. If I'm just going to tell you that it's a regular spoon, it's very close to the truth. I'm not going to tell you it's a gun or a mobile or a mortgage or a house or the land of Israel. I'm not going to say something far. I'm just going to say that it's a spoon, just not a teaspoon. It's already a lie. Because if you rather to have a spoon and not a teaspoon, so I just lied to you because I want to satisfy you. I want you to buy that spoon from me. So it's a lie. Even if it's very close to the truth, it's still a lie. And the verse is saying that a person that is lying cannot stand in front of Hashem. So we must say the truth. And if we believe that there is truth, we're not supposed to be afraid that our truth, that my truth, will not fit to the truth of my friend. Because if you believe that this is a teaspoon, there is no way in the world that someone else can say that it's a regular spoon. Because if you checked it and you know that it's a teaspoon, so it's a teaspoon. It will never going to be a spoon. Even if someone else will tell you that this is the land of Israel, no matter what he will say, it will not going to be the truth. Even if he will bring evidence from the verses, proofs from the ancient, earliest times of righteous people, from the ancient time, no matter what he going to claim, he's going to bring you proofs from the Kabbalah, from books of Zohar HaKadosh, from conversation that been said by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Hey, it's a teaspoon. You're not going to change the fact that it's a teaspoon. So if it's the truth, so the fact that it's inside of you will not going to change the fact that it's the truth. If you don't want to live in this house, so it's the truth. If you don't want to work in that office, so it's the truth. And if you're going to keep on working over there against your will, so you're lying to yourself. If you're going to keep on living in this house against your will, so you're lying to yourself because you're afraid that you won't have money to pay, that your parents will not going to be satisfied, what the neighbors will say, how they're going to look at you from the side of the community, whatever. But you're lying to yourself. Maybe you have your reasons, but it will never going to make it to be the truth. The truth is that you're lying to yourself. So why won't you be honest and say the truth? And be loyal to yourself. And then Hashem will be with you. Because Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him with truth. And if you will just be brave enough to say to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. But I cannot live in this house anymore. I'm terrified. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, Hashem. But I'm counting on you. And I'm moving forward with my truth, even though that the world is so dark, even that I'm so scared, you will see the blessing of Hashem. Because Hashem will be there with you because you were truthful, because you were righteous, because you said the truth. But if you will always going to say, no, I think I'm going to stay another year in this house. No, it's kind of okay for me. No, you know, there are so many good things. No, I can see there are. You're lying. You're just being scared now and you're not opening your mouth and saying the truth. And you choose to hide yourself and to deny your real emotions. And now you're lying. So the blessing will not going to be with you in your house. No matter how much you're afraid, Hashem cannot bless you because you're a liar. Because you're lying to yourself. We need to be honest. We must be people of truth. And to reach the truth is not something far. You don't need to be a genius to know the truth. You just need to be honest. The truth is something that you know because you know which colors you like and which colors you don't. And you know which flavors you rather and you like and which you don't. And you know exactly which friends you enjoy spending time with and who are those people that are breaking your spirit and destroying you. Maybe you're afraid to say it. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe you're too scared. But the truth is that you're lying to yourself by not being who that you are. And as long as you are not who that you are, you're going to suffer. No matter how many lies you're going to lie to yourself, no matter how far you're going to go with your theories and with your imaginations and going to tell stories to yourself and go wild with it, it won't bring you to happiness because you're just going away from your truth. So you go to darkness. You go to your own exile that you're far from your truth. But if you will say the truth, so he's calling now. So she's calling now. So pick up the phone. Don't play the game. No, I'm not available. No, I'm busy. No, I'm gonna call you later. No. Pick up the phone and say, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Can you please don't call me again? That's it. What? What do you mean? Why are you saying that? Because I don't want to talk to you anymore. Wasn't I clear? I'm not enjoying this conversation. That's it. I'm sorry. Goodbye. That's it. And hang up the phone. And if you don't want to answer again, so don't answer again. That truth will bring you to happiness. Now, you will feel so brave. You will be so happy. Maybe you're going to have to deal with your fears now. Oh, she's going to call again. Oh, he's going to send my brother. Oh, he's going to do this. Oh, suddenly the emails. Oh, the neighbors are knocking. Open the door. Say, I don't want to talk to her anymore. I'm sorry. Goodbye. Don't talk to me about it anymore. Be yourself. I promise to you, Hashem will bless you for that. For being honest. For saying the truth. Me, I'm not working for no one. I started my tshuva process because I realized that there is Hashem. I was secular. I couldn't care less about Judaism. I couldn't care less about the rules of Judaism, about the halachot. When I realized that there is a creator, I didn't realize that from the verses. I realized it because Hashem opened my eyes to see the fantastic, amazing, individual supervision of the creator on his creations. I had thoughts that I was walking with those thoughts, and suddenly people would come to me and answer to all of my questions. And I would look at them and saying, what the hell is going on here? How in the world it can happen? I just came up with that thought. I didn't know the answer. I never told my question to that person. And he just came out of nowhere. And he's answering my question. What's going on here? There is someone behind this world. And it's the Creator. And then I start talking to him. And I told him, what are you doing? I don't want to wake up. I don't want you to wake me up. Leave me alone. And he didn't. And he kept on pushing me to recognize him and to see him. And I had to stop clubbing. And I had to stop drinking alcohol. And I had to stop doing drugs. And I had to stop with all of my nonsense. Because I realized that I'm lying to myself. And my mission was not the mission to be religious or to be frum or to be Yereshamaim. My mission was to stop lying to myself because I felt bad. Because I felt that I'm going and clubbing in places that I don't want to and hanging out with people that I don't want to spend and waste my time with them. And I wasn't happy doing the thing that people would think that made me happy. I wasn't happy in those days. I was angry. I was depressed. I was afraid. I was trying to please everyone every minute of my life. Then I was a slave. In those days, I was a slave. I was trying to satisfy everyone, that everyone will like me. I was buying clothes that people will like how that I look, that people will give me compliments. I was going to the best barber. Today I'm bald. I don't have those problems anymore. But you see, Hashem is helping, saving your money. No. Today I can be who that I am. And I'll tell you a small story. Rabbi Nachman of Breslev said an amazing, told an amazing story on the lost princess. There was a princess that went lost, and the viceroy, he wanted to find the princess. He had that desire to bring the daughter of the king back to her father. And he went, and for 70 years he's going and wandering in the world and looking for her and finding signs and clues about where she is and going and trying and failing and falling and standing up back again on his feet and his legs and making another step and another development and long, long, long journey. Almost in the end of the journey, in one of the days, he meets a huge righteous man. That righteous man, he was so powerful and so strong that he's carrying the tree of life on his shoulder. Means all of the Torah. That's how all of the righteous people are explaining, interpreting that tree of life that he's holding on his shoulder. He knows, that righteous man, he knows all of the Torah by heart, and he's got the power to control all of the animals. If he calls in his mind to the lion is coming and surrendered to him. Powerful, huge, righteous man. And when he calls the zebra is coming. And he is telling his story. The viceroy is telling his story to that righteous man. And he tells him, I'm looking for the lost princess. And the righteous man looks at him and tells him, that place that you're looking for is not exist. You will never going to find her. And for proof, for evidence for you, I'll call all of the animals that they're going and wandering in the world. And we're going to ask them. And you will see that that place that you think that she's captured over there in a mountain that made out of gold in a castle that built from good stones over there, that place does not exist. And he calls all of the animals and they're coming from four wings of the earth to stand and surrounding him. And that righteous man is asking, have you ever seen that place, that mountain that made out of gold and that castle that built out of good stones? None. No one of the animals said that it found that she saw that place. Never. So he tells him, you see, this place does not exist. You're just wasting your time. So the viceroy is looking at him and he's sad and he's saying, no, I'm sure that she is there. And he's continuing. And after a while, he meets another righteous man that is even in a higher level than the first one. And he's got the power to control all of the birds that flies. All of the birds surrender to him. And he's calling all of the birds and he asks them, have you ever saw this place? You're flying high. You can see the world. For sure, you covered every point on earth. You saw. One of you saw that mountain that made out of gold and that there is a castle that built out of good stone on top of it? All of the birds said, no, we never saw that place. The second righteous man is saying to the viceroy, you see, that place does not exist. You're wasting your life for no reason. You're going alone. You're just crazy. You lost your mind. This place does not exist. And the viceroy is standing in front of that huge righteous man and he's telling him, I'm sure that she's there. Because she told me, because I saw the signs. He's counting on the signs that he saw in his journey against the opinion of those huge righteous people that are bringing proofs against his theory to show him that that place does not exist in the world. Huge proofs, all of the birds. And then he meets the third one. And that third righteous man is even greater than the other two. And he's got the power and the control on all of the spirits and all of the ghosts that are flying in the world. And he's calling all of them to say, if they ever saw that place that made out of gold, that mountain that made out of gold, and the castle that built out of good stones, and all of the spirits and all of the ghosts, all of them are saying, we never saw that place. And that was supposed to be a knockout for that viceroy, that weak and old and tired viceroy, after 70 years of journey, of failure after failure. But he stick to his truth. And he's saying to that righteous man, but I'm sure that she is there, and I'm going to keep on looking for that place. And then, only after that he said that sentence, suddenly another spirit just came. And the righteous man was angry. Suddenly he's angry. One moment ago he was righteous. Now he's upset. What happened to all of your holiness? He's upset. I said to all of the spirits to come. Why you're so late? So that spirit is saying, I had to carry the princess to the mountain that made out of gold into the castle that built out of good stones. So I'm sorry that I was late. So who was right? You were right. Who is that viceroy? It's you. It's me. It's a regular person that sticks to his own truth. that is being loyal to himself, to the truth that he finds inside of himself, not to his fears, not to his anxieties, not to his lusts and desires, not to his depression, not to his laziness, to the truth. The truth is close to you, closer than you can imagine. The truth is not, oh, behind those mountains of Torah, in the end of finishing Shas, after being 40 and filling your stomach with Shas and Poskim, not after you learn the Zohar, after you buy that house in Jerusalem and finish and made Aliyah. No, that's not the truth. That's maybe your dream. That's maybe your goal. The truth is just to be honest. And when you're just being honest, you will find the will of Hashem. And as long as you're going to lie to yourself, you're not going to know Hashem, even if you're going to finish Shas 20 times in your lifetime. You will not going to understand the will of Hashem from the verses, even if you're going to know the Bible by heart. If your heart is not straight and honest with yourself, with Hashem, with people, you're not going to know the truth, even if you're going to see it written black on white. You're not going to recognize it from the verses, from the prophecies. You're not going to understand what they're all talking about. But if you will be honest, you will find the truth in front of your mirror, in your heart. It will speak from your mouth. You will see it with your own healthy eyes. It will speak to you from every person in the streets. The trees will tell you the truth. The animals will share with you their wisdom. The grace and the greatness and the kindness of the Creator that is treasured inside all of the creation. The Creator, when He created the world, He planted the truth into the creation. The truth is everywhere. If you want it, you will find it. Only if you will want it, you will find it. Where are you going to find it? Inside of yourself. Betoch ami anochi yoshevet. Inside of my nation, I'm sitting. Hashem Yitbarach is saying, V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti betocham. After we built the first temple and the second temple, Hashem Yitbarach, He lives inside of us. That's it. Where is Hashem? Over there. No, He's over there. Oh, I'm going to go after that rabbi. There I'm going to find the truth. No, if I'm going to read that book, for sure the truth is over there. No, you lost. You lost your path. The truth is inside your heart. The truth is your soul. The truth is what that you know that the truth is. That it's not allowed to lie. That you must be kind. That you need to be generous, but not to that person because he's trying to take advantage of you. So you need to stop him before he enters into your house, into your life. That's the truth. That you need to be nice when people are nice to you. But you're not allowed to be nice when people are using you for their own desires and lusts. You must stop them on your doorstep before they will enter and filth your house and your air and your happiness. So you need to fight. So you need to be soft and nice and kind with people that wants to receive kindness. But with bad people or with people that lost their mind, you must be hard. You must be who that you are. And you must protect yourself and protect your family and protect your nation and protect the world and protect Hashem from people that are claiming to hold Hashem. And even from that kind of rabbis that are going and claiming to know all the answers to all of your questions. I tell you that they don't know everything. I tell you that I met many righteous people. huge righteous people, amazing people, and even the greatest ones of them, I will tell you, they themselves told me about their lackings, that they're not perfect. I had conversations, and I was not afraid to confront and to argue in the war of Torah, not chas v'shalom with lack of honor, with a lot of honor, but I said my opinion to a huge admor, to a huge rabbi from Jerusalem, and I told him my opinion, and it was a contradiction to his opinion. It was against his opinion, but I was honest to tell him my opinion, my thoughts. And I asked him, but what do you think about that? And then he stopped. And he opened the Gemara and he brought a proof to my opinion against his opinion. Me, myself, I didn't know about the Gemara, that Gemara. I never learned that Gemara in my life. But I felt that what did he said was wrong. And I told him the truth of my heart, my feeling, my thought. And he opened the Gemara and found the sugya that is telling exactly what that we are now arguing about. And he shown to me that that rabbi that claimed like him in the Gemara did tshuva. He regret on his mistake, on arguing with that person that was like my opinion. So I asked him, that Admor, huge rabbi, a holy man, a righteous man, that can admit in his mistake, even in front of a small person like me, in front of a Baal Tshuva. And I asked him, so are you doing Tshuva now? So he said, yes, because I was talking too much. He quote the words of the other righteous man in the Gemara that he said, I'm doing tshuva because I talked too much. And he was a man enough, honest enough, to say the truth that he was wrong and I was right. But I had the power to reveal that truth only because that I was honest. Not because I'm wiser, I'm not. Not because I'm talented, I'm not. Not gifted and not a genius. Just honest. Just going with my truth and not afraid to say it. And when I'm wrong, I can say, I'm wrong. That's the truth, that I was wrong. And I'm sorry. Is it too late now to say sorry? No, it's never too late to say sorry. It's not. It's a good song, no? You don't like that song? I saw the kosher version. No, I'm lying now. I saw also the kosher version. Now I said the truth. Say the truth, and Hashem will be there for you. Because the seal of Hashem is the seal of truth. So say the truth. And don't be afraid to be who that you are. Because who that you are is the creations of Hashem. Handmade of the Creator. So if someone got a problem with you, so we can go and complain to Hashem. You have a problem with me? Go talk to the Creator that created me. And may Hashem bless you all to believe in yourself. To find the pearls, the diamonds, the treasures that God gave you, planted inside of you. That you will believe in yourself and be happy with your share. Your share is your spiritual soul that is a godly soul, that is part of heaven. You are wired and connected from inside to infinity, to eternity, to the Creator Himself, to King of all kings. It means that you have the powers to succeed and to grow and to bring wonders down to this world. Thank you very much. Amen. And Hashem will bless you all. Amen. In this world, in this period of time, we have a mission. What's the mission? The mission is only not to forget the Creator, to remember that it's all Him, never to fall in the trap of all of those coverings, of all of those husks.